Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Kristen Livingood from Parkway Playhouse.
Now, I know you've had a lot of fun things going on. You've had the Parkway Playhouse Junior guys do Fiddler on the Roof Junior, and I've heard great things about that. And is it really time for the main stage season?
Yeah.
You notice the way she said, yeah, I'm going, it's really amazing. It is time.
Yeah, we've been planning all winter long, and so here we are. We are ready to go.
And it always starts early in May, so it's early in May, and not this weekend, of course, but next. So it's going to be an exciting season. Tell us just a little bit about the season overall. What
sure.
can we expect?
Like we've been saying, we were opening the season with Blythe Spirit, and that does open May 5th. And so we're going to be doing that show, which is a hilarious comedy. And then we're going to be having Boeing Boeing, which is a farce. So that, again, is a comedy. But that's like the six-door farce where with mistaken identities and things like that.
Okay.
And then we have Oliver coming. So
it's going to be good.
That's going to be a great show. Followed by Godspell. We're going to be doing the revival of Godspell. So for folks who are used to it being very 70s feel, this one was revived in 2012. So it brings it, you know, a little bit more modern. So it's less of that complete 70s and, as the director likes to put it, much more belt your face off music.
Oh, okay.
And then we have our murder mystery, Dial M for Murder. And then we're going to be closing the season with the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged, which is all of his shows in 97 minutes by three actors. It's hilarious. It's one of my favorite shows ever.
That has a lot of potential. I didn't realize what I was doing. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So tell us about Blythe Spirit. Tell us about that one.
Sure. So Blythe Spirit, it's a classic. It is about a guy who, he's a writer, and he is writing a novel, and he brings in a psychic to do a seance with, like, a group of people. And what happens is the psychic accidentally brings back the ghost of his ex-wife, but he has a new bride. So they're, like, the three of them living in a house together with...
Okay.
Yeah, so you kind of see that dynamic of the new bride and then the ex-wife. And the ex-wife, you know, of course, is still in love with him and wants him to join her on the other side and all of that. So you kind of see what unfolds.
That sounds like that could be quite a comedy.
It's a really great script. I swear I saw it years and years and years ago. And I read it again last year and was laughing out loud. I was like, I don't remember the show being so funny. But, I mean, I saw it when I was younger and
yeah.
I didn't quite get it. But now that I'm a little bit older, I'm just like, oh, like marriage. This is like the bringing the comedy of marriage like right up in your face. It's so funny.
Well, it sounds like it would be. Now, it opens on the 5th. And tell me about the run. How's the run going to go this year? Same as last? Or?
It'll be the same as last. The performances will be between May 5th and 19th. So Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 3 p.m.
Ticket information available online or the box office?
Yeah, you can call our box office or you can go online and purchase tickets either way. And our box office is open Thursdays through Saturdays from 1 to 5. You can even stop by the box office window.
And do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess I would say that you've got some sort of season ticket promotion that might be available. Are you doing that type thing this year?
Yeah, we offer something we call a flex pass. And so when you get a flex pass, they average $15 a ticket. And then any ticket that you purchase in addition to your flex pass, so say, for instance, you get 6-show flex pass, you have one seat for each of the shows, but then you decide you want to bring some friends, tickets are just $15 after
okay.
that for anybody holding a flex pass.
Yeah. Of course, they can get all that information, start off on the website and figure out what you want and then go
absolutely.
From there. But that's something else that's available. A lot of opportunities to be involved, too, always looking for volunteers for stuff, I bet.
Always. We are always welcoming new people into the theater. We actually had our usher orientation, which I was on the radio talking about recently, and we've had quite a few new people coming in for the, you know, who have been like, I've been wanting to do this for years. So
we're
expanding our family. So anybody else out there who's interested, just come on by. It's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Good folks to work with. And, of course, starting May 5th, Blythe Spirit, it's going to kick off another great year. How many years is it?
72.
72 mm-hmm. years of performances at the Parkway Playhouse. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
It really
cool.
is. Well, good luck with the season and good luck with Blythe Spirit. And come back and see us soon and tell us some more.
Will do. Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you to our guest today, Kristen Livingood from Parkway Playhouse. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.